Part six of our expose on Hunter Biden, his emails, and oh my gosh, is today going to be a lot of fun. So, Hunter Biden, whistleblower, has come forward and said, I'm sorry, I can't keep covering for Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and their corruption. I'm going to let you see the emails. I'm going to let the American people know exactly how corrupt these two men are. The Chinese energy company, we're now being told, and this is massive breaking news, gave $5 million in non-secured forgivable loans to the Biden family. Let me explain to you how strange, odd, insane, never happens, this arrangement really is. The Chinese government and the Chinese financial industry does not give forgivable loans. They just don't. They don't give non-secured loans. The Chinese are hardcore about loans and making sure that you don't get the best of them. The Chinese don't play games, okay? The Chinese are really smart when it comes to investments and investing. Now, they also have no problem paying out bribes. They have no problem stealing intellectual property. They have no problem breaking laws, international laws, or even their own laws, especially laws of other countries. They have no problem stealing from America. They have no problem stealing intellectual property. They have no problem stealing medical research and development. They have no problem stealing stealth technology. They have no problem stealing music rights. I mean, whatever they can steal, China steals it. China, as a business, they are ruthless. They could care less. China is the company, the country that laughs in the face of America when we put tariffs on them, because they're like, all right, well, we'll figure this out. We'll ship things to certain places. We'll change documents, change letterheads. We'll grease some wheels. We'll pay off some people. We'll change the port of origin. We'll unload things, load things back up. I mean, the number of people that have had to deal with China and their corruption to do business with them is astronomical. But China does not get screwed. They screw everybody else. China and the Chinese government and the communist leadership, they do not get taken advantage of. Which brings me back to the idea that the Chinese energy company would give a $5 million loan, a non-secured, a forgivable loan to anyone in America. That doesn't happen unless it is nothing more than basically a bribe. China doesn't do this. This is not how China works. And this whistleblower coming forward, these emails, which this is the other part of the story that's amazing. We're also now being told that President Trump actually plans to bring the whistleblower, former Hunter Biden associate Tony Bobulinski, as a guest to the debate in Nashville. Oh, yeah. This is amazing. Bobulinski is a retired lieutenant. I just want you to understand who he is in the U.S. Navy. And the CEO of Sinohawk Holdings, which he explained, quote, was a partnership between the Chinese operating through this Chinese government group, this CEFE, Chairman Yi, and the Biden family. He said he was brought on as CEO specifically by Hunter Biden and James Galar. Bobulinski, in a statement to Fox News today, said he does not believe, and basically the American people should not believe, Joe Biden's past claim that he did not discuss his son Hunter's business affairs with him, claiming that Hunter, quote, frequently referenced asking him, Joe Biden, for his sign-off or advice on various potential deals. In other words, what we've learned is Hunter Biden was nothing more than a bagman for his dad. He basically, from what we're kind of understanding now from these emails, Hunter Biden took over as the bagman from Joe Biden's brother, for the first 30 years of Joe Biden's career in government, his bagman was his brother, which brings us back to that comment from Joe Biden that I never discuss business dealings with my son or my brother. Why was his brother such an important part of that statement? Because we know the first 30 years that he was in government office, that he basically figured out how to get rich by using his brother as the bagman. You want influence? Do business with my brother. You want something done? Do business with my brother. You want me? Do business with my brother. Now, when Hunter Biden got kicked out of the military, dishonorably discharged for being a drug addict, and I'm not making fun of him for that. I have an incredible amount of compassion for people that are addicts. I think the sickest part of the story, and really the part that should be brought up and people are not paying attention to, is what type of father is Joe Biden? He knows his son's an addict. That's obvious. And then you still decide that you're going to move forward. This is messed up, folks, with business dealings and take advantage of your son being an addict, knowing that your son will take all the risk and will be your bag man. Yeah. So this guy, this whistleblower, who is the CEO put in place of this company by Hunter Biden and James Glar, another guy that's been, you know, we're talking about this whole indictment crew. Everybody's been indicted, basically, except for Hunter Biden. In this statement said, look, I don't believe Joe Biden's passed. In fact, nothing happened without Hunter Biden getting his dad to sign off on any potential deals. Quote, I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter about his business. I've seen firsthand that that's not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line, quote unquote. He then went on to say, quote, the Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. Bobulinski, again, former military, former CEO of a company that was he was put in charge by Hunter Biden, also said that he believes that the Chinese involvement in the deal was, quote, political or influence investment on their part, and that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came from the Chinese. The Biden campaign has declined to comment on this massive breaking news story just hours ahead from the vice or from the presidential debate. Bobulinski also said that the information he relayed is not part of any disinformation campaign. We know that now from the FBI and also from the Director of National Intelligence. Quote, any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive, he said. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came in from the Chinese. So this isn't just an idea. This really happened, folks. This isn't a scheme that never took place. This is a scheme that actually took place. This is a scheme that actually took place, and money's coming in from the Chinese, and this guy says he's realizing that this is nothing more than buying influence into the United States government from the communist Chinese. Back to this quote that's so important now. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came from the Chinese, I took steps to prevent that from happening, Bobulinski said, adding that he asked, quote, the Biden family to address the American people and outline the facts so I can go back to being irrelevant and so I'm not put in a position to have to answer those questions for them. Bobulinski said he doesn't have a political axe to grind either. Well, now we know the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee and the Senate Finance Committee have requested documents related to Bobulinski's business affairs with the Biden family. He has provided the committee with a treasure trove of documents. Get this. All the media is not paying attention to the story. However, Fox News, we now have been told, also separately obtained these documents that were turned over to the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. So what's in these documents? Oh, my gosh, it is unbelievable. I'm going to tell you about that in just a moment. But before I do that, I want to talk to you about something else that's really important, and that is making sure that Judge Barrett gets on the Supreme Court. As you know, the Democrats refuse to show up when they were supposed to do their jobs in the Senate to move her on to the full Senate floor. They didn't show up at all. They protested Judge Barrett. And it's time for us to be organized, to get together, to fight, to make sure she makes it on the Supreme Court. If you're ready to get in the fight, if you're ready to stand with Judge Barrett, you need to join the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. AMAC has more than 2.2 million members, conservatives just like you who are willing to get in the fight. If you're ready to add your name to stand with Judge Barrett, then I want you to get a membership, and I'm going to give you your first year of your membership for free. No bait and switch, no credit card needed, no bill shows up later. I'm literally going to give you a one-year free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country called AMAC. You're also going to get the AMAC magazine, the number one conservative magazine in the country. It will be delivered to your house, and also I do a column in it every single episode, every single magazine. So if you're ready to be in the fight, if you're ready to sign your name to stand with Judge Barrett, if you're ready to protect and defend the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, sign up now by going to BenFreeOnline.com. That's BenFreeOnline.com. www.BenFreeOnline.com. Let me dive a little bit deeper into this. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, we now know are planning to interview Bubba Linsky tomorrow. Now, before he gets interviewed by them, he's going to go to the debate tonight with the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, which is absolutely amazing, because how do you not cover this if you're the media? Well, they won't. If there's any mute button that won't work, it's this one. You can't mute button Bubba Linsky, his story, his emails, his documents. Now, you can mute the President of the United States of America tonight, which should scare the hell out of everybody, that we are supposed to live in the freest country in the world and have the leader of the free world. And we have given the media a mute button to mute the president of the free world. Thank goodness you cannot mute Bubba Linsky. Quote, as part of the committee's effort to validate the authenticity of recent published released emails involving the Biden's family's international financial entanglements, we have sent letters to five individuals identified in these emails. I want to also remind you of something. Not a single one of these emails has the Biden campaign or anyone else said that they are not accurate, they're not authentic, they're somehow not legitimate. These are all real, folks. And the media knows it, because if the media thought they could say that some of these were doctored or that some of these weren't accurate, they would be screaming that right now from the hilltops. The Biden campaign would have come out saying this email is not an accurate email, so all of this is fraudulent, if they could find one of these damn emails that didn't match up. They haven't, because they're all accurate. Those letters that I just mentioned were sent out yesterday, and the deadline is October the 23rd. That's tomorrow. Johnson Grassley said in a statement, so far the committees have received a response only from Mr. Tony Bobulinski, who appeared to be willing to fully cooperate in our investigation. They added, in fact, Mr. Bobulinski has already agreed to appear for an informal interview by the committee tomorrow, Friday, October the 23rd. Several documents now obtained by Fox News show Bobulinski discussing a meeting with Joe Biden. I didn't say Hunter Biden. I said a meeting with Joe Biden. Let me read that to you again, because this is the biggest breaking news of this expose on Hunter Biden. It's no longer Hunter. We're now talking about an actual meeting with Joe Biden in May of 2017. several documents obtained by Fox News show Bob Alinsky discussing a meeting with Joe Biden. Not Hunter, Joe Biden, May of 17. Despite the past claims from the former vice president that he did not talk about his sons, his bag man, or his brother's business dealings, also his bag man. The messages seem to indicate that a meeting took place, as in past tense, though it's unclear what the substance of the meeting may have been. They are unrelated to the laptop or hard drive purportedly belonging to Hunter Biden, the former vice president's son. So this is totally separate evidence that Joe Biden was meeting or did meet with Bob Alinsky about this China deal. You ready for the text message? Here's the text message for you. Morning. Please let me know if we will do early dinner with your uncle and dad. So now this implicates his uncle. Remember, the first bag man for the first 30 years of Joe Biden, his brother, and his dad. This is being sent to Hunter Biden. And where? Also, for document translation, do you want it simple Chinese or traditional? Bob Alinsky texted Hunter Biden on May the 2nd, 2017. Quote, not sure on dinner yet. And whatever is the most common for a Chinese legal doc? Hunter Biden replied. Bob Alinsky replied back, Chinese legal docs can be both. I'll make it traditional. Hunter Biden replies, Dad, not in now until 11. Let me, I, and Jim meet at 10 at Beverly Hilton where he's staying. Later, Bob Alinsky sent a text to Jim Biden, Joe's older brother, the bag man of the first 30-plus years of his life, on the same day, May 2nd, 2017, saying, great to meet you and spend some time together. Please thank Joe for his time. Was great to talk. Thanks, Tony B. Clearly showing that Tony met with Joe Biden, his brother, at the Beverly Hills Hilton, with a Chinese document for a Chinese deal that's in Chinese. So what was in the deal? This goes back to the whistleblower now telling us that this Chinese energy company gave $5 million. And the Chinese don't ever do this unless they're bribing someone. $5 million in non-secured forgivable loans to the Biden family. The question is, why? Oh, I've got these text messages and documents, and I'm going to tell them to you and what's in them in just a second. Let me first remind you about an incredible company called Patriot Mobile. If you've got a cell phone and you're with Big Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon, you need to switch immediately. Why? Because they've been supporting Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and the number one abortion provider in the country, Planned Parenthood, for years. In fact, AT&T and Verizon have given money to more than 10,000 Democrats that have run for office at the local, state, and national level. We're talking about hardcore leftists like Beto O'Rourke, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, and the list goes on and on and on. The other scary part is, how many of these people won election and re-election because of the help of Big Mobile? They have gone all in for the left. And if you don't want your money going to Planned Parenthood, you need to switch to the number one conservative Christian cell phone company in the U.S. called Patriot Mobile. Go online and you'll see how much money you can save. You get nationwide coverage, unlimited talk and text, and 5% of your bill every month actually goes back to conservative causes that you choose to support at no extra cost to you. So when you use your cell phone, every time you use it, you're supporting conservative causes that fight for your First and Second Amendment rights and the rights of the unborn in this country. Go online to PatriotMobile.com/Ben. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ben. PatriotMobile.com/Ben. Or you can call them. Use my name, Ben, and you'll also get free activation. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Use my name, Ben. You'll get free activation. Or online at PatriotMobile.com/Ben. So we got a 2017 email from a top official with a Chinese energy firm provided by a whistleblower to the U.S. Senate investigators. Demonstrates the terms of an agreement, including officials with the firm giving a $5 million non-secured forgivable loan to the Biden family. We have the email, folks. This email sent to Sinohawk Holding CEO Tony Bobulinski, who is Donald Trump's guest to the presidential debate tonight, shows how a top official with the CEFE Energy, that's the communist company, it's now a bankrupt and defunct energy company based in China, offered to wire $10 million into an account to begin operations, $5 million worth of which would be a non-secured forgivable loan to the Biden family. Yeah. Bobulinski sat down for about a half hour with Peter Schweizer before he went public and discussed these communications in particular regarding this loan during that meeting. According to Schweizer, the Chinese energy company officials were going to put $10 million into an account, $5 million of which was designated as a non-secured, and the Chinese don't do this, forgivable loan to the Biden family. Schweizer said that it would constitute significant leverage the Chinese energy company officials would have over the Biden family. Quote, in a way, this would give Communist China, the CEFE energy company, greater leverage over the Biden family than simply giving them a gift or bribe, because if they were dissatisfied with what the Bidens were doing, they could ask for their money back. The emails also say that $5 million loan is, quote, interest-free. The Chinese don't do interest-free loans, folks. The Chinese are the most ruthless business people, I would argue, in the modern world right now. They don't do favors. They do bribes. They're not stupid. They are hardcore business individuals. They will mess up your life, folks. But when you need influence, they're more than happy to pay for it. They will steal intellectual property. They will steal drugs. They will send drugs into this country. They will do anything they can to make a dollar. Where do you think all the fake goods, the fake Nikes, the fake Louis Vuitton bags, all that crap comes from? China, by the billions. You don't think that they don't care about anyone. They don't care if almost every solid product made in America gets ripped off within months in China. It doesn't, whether it's a Yeti cooler, whether it's a gun, whether it's ammunition, it doesn't matter. Whether it's a couch, whether it's lighting, they will do anything to make a dollar. The Chinese don't just randomly give $5 million to somebody unless they expect something in return. They are really good at bribing people, and that's what this is. This is clearly a bribe, in my opinion. The email says that the $5 million loan is interest-free. China doesn't do this. And asked how that $5 million would be used, and if used up, whether CEFE should lend more money to the Biden family, the email show. The email further fleshes out details surrounding this controversial agreement, first uncovered by the U.S. Senate investigators in a recent Homeland Security Committee report, and later further uncovered by this bombshell New York Post story on emails retrieved from Hunter Biden's laptop. Bobulinski's new email adds to the story by including terms of the financial agreement behind the wire transfer. This money actually was transferred. I want you to understand this. This isn't now a theory. We have bank accounts, folks. This wasn't like an idea that never happened, right? This isn't something that the Biden family can say, this is absurd. We never did this deal. It was never done. The money never came in. This was done. This money was wired. This transaction happened. This wire transfer that CEFE officials made into a firm aligned with the Bidens that then made significant payments as soon as the money came in directly to Hunter Biden's own firm. So the bribe money comes in to this company. The company then siphons the money to Hunter Biden's firm. Joe Biden and his brother have a meeting about this deal and the documents in Chinese in California at the Beverly Hills Hilton. A wire transfer and financial payments that were first exposed by Senate investigators. This is all real, folks. This isn't did it happen or not happen. Like, it's there. The New York Post Hunter Biden laptop emails added even more information to these arrangements by revealing emails that show how Biden associates intended to divvy up the cash from the Chinese investors or bribers, depending on how you look at this. These new emails from Bobulinski add more to the picture by showing that the agreement was that this payment would serve as a, quote, non-secured, forgivable loan, and that the CEFE side of the arrangement understood that the then forthcoming payment, which Senate investigators confirmed was made just 2 weeks after these discussions, would serve as a loan to the Biden family, not just to Hunter Biden, the Biden family. So again, an email to Hunter Biden's partner, we now have a copy of, from a top Chinese official, on July the 26th, 2017, shows the Chinese energy company made a very clear proposal of a $5 million interest-free loan to the Biden family based on their trust on the Biden family. And the question was asked, should this Chinese company keep lending more to the family, referring to the Biden family? You want to know exactly how the email is written? Oh, I'll read it to you. Hi, Tony. I just talked to DZ. And he would like to send the following points to you. Chairman Yi and Director Yang fully support the framework of establishing the family loan. Two, the delay of wire is caused by the details on the JV building as follows. One, the positioning and strategy of the JV are not made fully clear to SE. Two, $5 million to lend to the Biden family and the $10 million charter capital. How will this $5 million be used, or the $10 million as a whole, question mark? This $5 million loan to the Biden family is interest-free. But if the $5 million is used up, should CEFE, the Chinese energy company, keep lending more money to the family? Question mark. If CEFE lends more, they need to know the interest rate for the subsequent loans, plural. Three, in terms of projects to be done by JV, what kind of projects to do? Question mark. Plus, we do not have a review and approval mechanism for project screening and selection yet. Because of the reasons above, the risk management department of CEFE, the Chinese company, is showing concerns on the operation of Sinohawk, hence the delay of the wire. Y'all, this is an email to Hunter Biden's partner from a top Chinese official showing the Chinese energy company is proposing this $5 million interest-free loan to the Biden family based on their trust of the Biden family, and then asking, hey, are you guys going to need more money after this? The email goes on to say, because of the reasons above, the risk management department is showing concern on the operation of Sinohawk. Moving forward, Mr. Zhang suggests that Kevin and you work out a proposal that can address the said problems or concerns. If there are any other questions, please contact me. Best, Zhao. And then a bunch of Chinese. if Donald Trump or any other Republican did this, they would already be arrested, and we would have seen them being arrested on live TV. Leaked to the press, making sure that their home gets the door kicked in, raided in the middle of the night, like stormtroopers coming in. That's a fact. This isn't just bad choices. This is criminal activity with communist China, folks. This is bribe money going to the Biden family. This is criminal. So every time I keep giving you more information, something else breaks. And that just happened again. I look up at my phone and I just said to myself, holy crap. This just happening. Tony Bobulinski will announce that he will turn his electronic devices and records of business dealings with Hunter and Jim Biden, that's Joe's brother, over to the FBI. This happening moments after we found out that Tony Bobulinski will be Donald Trump's special guest at the debates. We also have a statement from Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski, a business associate of Hunter Biden. You remember he's a CEO. I'm going to read you this statement because it's so important to hear this. My name is Tony Bobulinski. The facts set forth below are true and accurate. They are not any form of domestic or foreign disinformation. Any suggestion to the contrary is false and offensive. I am the recipient of the email published 7 days ago by the New York Post, which showed a copy to Hunter Biden and Rob Walker. The email is genuine. This afternoon, I received a request from the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs and the Senate Committee on Finance requesting all documents relating to my business affairs with the Biden family, as well as various foreign entities and individuals. I have extensive relevant records and communications, and I intend to produce those items to both committees in the immediate future. I am the grandson of a 37-year Army intelligence officer, the son of a 20-year career naval officer, and the brother of a 28-year career naval flight officer. I myself served our country for 4 years and left the Navy as Lieutenant Bobulinski. I had a high-level security clearance and was an instructor and then a CTO for Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. I take great pride in the time my family and I serve this country. I am also not a political person. What few campaign contributions I have made in my life were actually to Democrats. If the media and big tech companies had done their jobs over the past several weeks, I would be irrelevant in this story. Given my longstanding service and devotion to this great country, I could no longer allow my family's name to be associated or tied to Russian disinformation or implied lies and false narratives dominating the media right now. After leaving the military, I became an instructional and institutional investor, investing extensively around the world and on every continent. I have traveled over 50 countries. I believe, hands down, we live in the greatest country in the world. What I am outlining is fact. I know it is fact because I lived it. I am the CEO of Cinehawk Holdings, which was a partnership between the Chinese operating through CEFE/Chairman Yi and the Biden family. I was brought into the company to be the CEO by James Gillar and Hunter Biden. The reference to the big guy in the much publicized May the 13th, 2017 email is in fact a reference to Joe Biden. The other JB reference in the email is Jim Biden, Joe's brother. Hunter Biden called his dad the big guy or my chairman and frequently referenced asking him for his sign off or advice on various potential deals that we were discussing. I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked to Hunter Biden about his business. I've seen firsthand that that's not true because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. I realized the Chinese were not really focused on a healthy financial ROI. They were looking at this as a political or influence investment. Once I realized that Hunter wanted to use the company as his personal piggy bank by just taking money out of it as soon as it came in from the Chinese. I took steps to prevent that from happening. Holy crap. Wow. I told you part six was going to be a doozy today. Download all of our podcasts. We've got part one, two, three, four, five, and now six up. Share them with your friends. There's going to be more on this coming up. I can guarantee it. And I'll leave it at that.